Tafiyud beis hamadalov marsav or beishami is referring to beishami marsav or beisil is referring to beisil. V'hanich mesnisna and these braises lo iflug they're not in a machlokes a disagreement. El marashmi lechadu marashmi lechadu v'lo pligi each one's teaching one part of the halacha and they are not arguing. Mesnisna kamaisa hochi kamer the first braise this is what it's saying. B'met v'armum what we're talking about v'sheish lehim tzir be'emzu when they have a hinge. In the middle, Avol Ein Lahem Tzir Kol Iker. If they don't have a hinge at all, then the Be'ah Kol Mutar. Everyone holds it's permitted. The Tana Basra in the later Brisa, later Tana Hochi Karmi. This is what how you explain it. But Mez Vermin, what are we talking about? The Nechlakul B'She'Ein Lahem Tzir. When they have a machlek, is if there's no minetzad, if there's no hinge on the side. Avol B'Sheish Lahem Tzir Minetzad. If they have a hinge on the side, then the Be'ah Kol Osar. Everyone holds it's Osar. Masis in the Mishnah Lo Asakotun Kol Mili Delav Tzir Chechila. Anything which is not needed for food consumption. Gemara the Gemara. Oilas Nadov, the Ilo Oilas Choyvas Hayyim, because if it's an oil which has to be brought for obligatory carbonos of that day, Rachman the Shayyim, the Torah says it's but mutter. Avalzu, but this particular oil, Yesh Lahakriva Lahakar Yomto, you should bring it up after Yomto. Bloikum, Mishum, Ergers is Losasako Molocho, Sir Sashas changes it to Kol Molocho Lo Yasa Bahem, but Sirashi shortly. Lutzerch Achas Esasher Yechol. L'chol nefesh, that's for need for food consumption. Ve'erev hotzah im nester hotzah b'yomtov, and if you say they're taking out into a different domain, and yomtov is also in the sakna hulchos erubei chatzeros l'yomtov, and therefore the chazal set up the lachos of making an erev for chotzer on yomtov imlav or not. Ve'ein erev hotzah v'afagav de'ikar hotzah min v'yaviru kol b'machaneh nafkalon, even though the main place where we learn out the isra of hotzah is in the pasuk of Yeruah called b'machaneh. But Yirmi is still Yirmi came. We actually explain why in the Gemara we brought pasuk of Yirmi. But Yirmi appearish shalom neser elu b'shabbos. It's only usher in Shabbos. Mishum hochi, therefore kosher. Therefore it's permitted. Avol shchita with shechting an animal. She ha'ad malacha which is not malacha b'chlal losas l'kom malacha is included in losas l'kom malacha. Here Rashi is using the same pasuk as used before the gears to change. I'll say even according to Beisil, im hutru l'tzarech, if it was very permitted for a need for yontif, lo hutru, shelo l'tzarech, it was not permitted for something which was not needed for yontif. Hach mesnisin, afilu Beisil, and this Mishnah will be even according to Beisil. Maskel or Rabbi Yosef, ahach, this atach kafto the rabba on that question. Rabba asks his own question. El miata the sri lula beisil in iser hotzal yontif. The Beisil holds there's no prohibition of taking out into a different domain in yontif. Lefuku ba'avonim. Ain iser hotzal if there's no prohibition of taking out to a different domain. Then ain iser tiltul. There's no prohibition of muksa. Shelo neser tiltul elu mishum hotzal. Because the whole prohibition of muksa is because you might come to take it out to a different domain. Mashalu gozer al kol tiltulim. And the reason, if so, you might ask why they didn't make a gezer by all moving objects. Any object for us to move. I feel al oichel mekelim even on food and in regular instruments like even forks and knives. Mishum de ingoiz and gezer al tzibur elin came rov tzibur yochel and lamal bo because we do not make a gezera on the tzibur on the public unless most of the public can keep it. Elam medulot iflug ba'avonim shemami nadu kuli amut yesh hotzal yomtov. Everyone holds that there is a prohibition of taking out to a different domain. Yomtov elu sheminatera hutru l'tzarech. Just that midir aisu you're allowed to take out into a different domain if there's a need for yomtov. But beisil islahu beisil holds came in the hutru l'tzarech hutru minatera legami. The once the Torah allows you to take out for a need. A yomt of need, then it becomes permitted totally midir aisa. Ela rabbanon gozer b'midir to have a tircho to lo tzarech. But the rabbanon made a gezer on something which is an effort which is not needed. Gagoyim, for example, avonim stones amol b'kotim, but by a small child, the sefer Torah, it's chilum beyond to be needed yomt of lo gozer didn't make a gezer. Ubeishamei lasel humigum beisham doesn't hold this migul umidir the tzarech achilo shatera hitiroso hutir something which is for the need of food. That the Torah permitted, then it's permitted. It's not for the need of the food, then the Yisur Oymi Min HaTorah, it still remains with its Isser. The Av Rabbi Yochanan Sover B'Mitoich, Garcin, that's the proper version. Pligi B'Shami U'Beisil B'Shir M'Sham B'Beisil argue. The Lekuli Yama Yish Yisur Hotzol Yantam, everyone holds that there's a prohibition to take out to a different domain. Yantam V'Yavir Kol B'Machaneh. From the pasuk of Yiviru Kol B'Machaneh, the Yishin of Bishar Malachos implies by other Malachos. V'Yirmiyah Hayom Azhirin Al HaShabbosos, and Yirmiyah was warning them about Shabbos Shehein Chaburin, that they are very, it's very much more serious. Well, halvai yishma, halvai they'll listen to at least that. Loike mishum of ashel gid, shah bishel amalacha, this cooking is an amalacha, u bishel gid, davar ha'asr, and cooking a gid and asher is something which is asr, ainu roi lachil, it's not fit to be eaten, but oimid be isr, lo sasakom malacha, and therefore it's still, since it's, you can't eat it, it has the prohibition of not doing any malacha yantif, the lohuter el lozark, because it's only permitted cooking for the needs of yantif. That has nothing to do with yontov. The malchus, the bishul yontov of the malchus of cooking and yontov. We said already. Even if it was a weekday, like he would get malchus for this. Because of cooking basar b'chalav. The chesiv, as it's written, says that pasuk three times. Echel isr achil, wants to prohibit eating. The echel isr hanol, wants to prohibit any benefit. The echel isr bishul, and one is to prohibit cooking it. Yud beis, daf yud beis, amud beis. Mishum havar, shehi molocha atzma, it's its own molocha, lighting a fire. V'kos sabarim, and they were holding, shehi shkilik molochos in Yom Tov, that we do divide up the molochos in Yom Tov, meaning, lukul shtayim al shtey molochos, mishum Yom Tov, that you'll get two different sets of malchus on two different molochos because of a violation of Yom Tov. Havar obishal din Yom Tov, inu Mishnah. The other is not a Mishnah, lukos aleim, to get Malchus on it, to midok shehutur l'tzarech, hutur namish lo l'tzarech min atar, because once it's permitted to cook for, do malacha for food purposes, on Yom Tov is permitted min atar to do also for non-food purposes. And the Mishnah l'mishnas me'olam l'beis ha-medrash was never taught over in the beis ha-medrash. V'imtim salamer Mishnah im yomu tanayim shenishnas, and if they'll tell you over that it was taught over beis ha-medrash, v'ade beishami shnu'uha, for sure it was taught over by beishami. Let's listen the Mishnah. Even when it's permitted once you separate it, they did not permit you to take it to the kain. They only permit you to fix your dough that you can use it. Well, yes, or not more than that. The arm, the foreleg, and the stomach, and the cheek, the jawbone. Even also them separating it, it makes it permitted. Sharing the tzavel harimo, because you have a commandment to take them and separate them. The heich yechol shar baser, and how you eat the rest of the meat. Rachli she'ein toivlin kishar tevel laeser habaser bachil. And even though they don't create a tevel that makes the rest of the meat aser to eat, mihu. However, im lo pirish shar habaser man, if you don't separate the other meat from it, harihu oichlin, you're going to eat it. The oiver baasing the violate the mitzvah ase. Hilka chleper hamasan hetiro. They you're separating it is permitting it. Velo halachot, and it is permitted. I'm not taking it to the coin. But kulam mishum gezer and so because the gezer, the emag bein, listen, you should not separate it. Gezer is shava. Lav dafka is not really a gezer shava. The kulam mid rabbanan gozer because it's all in a gezer derabbanan. Eladumi the gezer shava mid rabbanan, it's comparable to gezer shava in something derabbanan. Matan lakain, esem rabban matan skahuna hinder from one of the 24, they're from the 24 gifts to a coin. Kashem sha'im molichim de baham modisal on that, you agree to us shahayim esma hukmah because you already separated it yesterday. Shein o zakai rashai. Zakai means permitted. The Chachamim did not give a person the rights to separate it on Yom Tov. Gemara the Gemara, Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Achir. We're seeing that's the proper version. Shemulichin Oysan, Umasisin Ketani, and our Mishnah said, Bein Shehormum Hayom, well, even if it was separated today, and we think, the Benishkutu Hayom Kamari, that even when it was slaughtered, shechted today, the Oser, and it's still Oser. Al hamatan l'shemalichin hoyel v'zakai b'har muslim, since you're allowed to separate them. Who hadin l'chalos sotu b'chalo v'chaminayon. No, can we only mention one of them? Ella al hamatan l'svafilu nishkutam ayom even l'shechted today. Mashma that is implied. He messes like our Mishnah. Lema achirim he v'lo Rabbi Yehuda klaimer, which means say k'Rabbi Yosi like Rabbi Yosi v'adei lo efsher lukmo. You can't make it to come out like Rabbi Yehuda. My, what about like Rabbi Yehuda? Bimetzin l'meimer. Can we say the masis nami dafka b'shel emesh kamer? Our Mishnah was talking about Dafka being from yesterday, umetukam alibe, and it works according to Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps this kakal karchein elamer will force to say the look Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Me katani masisin bein shehormu v'nishchum ayom. Then the Amishna say when you separated and shechted it today, uliyel shikdasim amishar. It could always be that it could come out that the shechita was yesterday. Avol mahanek v'nishchlu b'yom tov modu. But when it comes to that which was shechted on Yom Tov, that they agree. Lema Rabbi Yehuda he below Achim came in the Masis and Dafka b'dishel emeshkoi. Since our Mishnah is Dafka talking about something which was shechted yesterday, and the Lokatani nishkatu on Yom Tov didn't say shechted today. Name the Lok Achim. Let's say it's not like Achim. The Achim al Hamatanos Kaami. Because Achim was talking about on the gifts to the Kain. Rabbi Yehuda permit you to take that which was done yesterday together with that which is done today and bring it to the kohen. The Achirim holds even to combine it with what was done today is aser. Meaning Beishami will say it's aser. Masisim the lo ari betfeila klal, and the Mishnah which is not talking about combining it with today's Matanos, you can say Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yehuda, and you can say it's like Achayim. Halacha Rabbi Yosi ba'alibah the Beis Hillel, and according to Beis Hillel, tafilu truma nami mutter lahoylich, even the truma you can bring to the kain. Usiraisa chavila shel chayil bundles of mustard b'sharbitim in their shaft. The hazera b'sechen and the seeds are inside of it. Mahal lefruchi hasharbitim the shaft the lahoytzi hazera b'yomtov and take out the seeds on yomtov misharit b'yomtov kishchita. Is it permitted on Yom Tov just like shechting or cooking? Well, then we're perhaps cave to Esher. Maybe Yom Tov, since you are able to do it on Yom Tov, look, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. They told us Dishihu because it is a tolda of the Malacha of Dosh. Moilu Melilas the Dosh Kol Achar Yadu, because it's doing Dosh in an abnormal way. I feel B'Shabbos Lavdi Reisu, even on Shabbos it would not be biblical prohibition. Elamid or Banu, just made or Banu, but Yom Tov, and perhaps on Yom Tov we do not make it Gzer. Melilas Shalchitin of wheat, Shemoilu B'Yadu, Kshin Rakin that you will rub it with your hands when they're soft. Gabi Shabbos Garcinin, by Shabbos you have the Girsim Yad the Yad. The Gabi Yomtov Garcinin, by Yomtov we have the version, Al Yad, Al Yad. Mi Yad the Yad is Shalok, their chol is not like you do it during the week. Kanun is a klihu, it's a type of vessel. Reisho Echad Rachav, by Sheni Osli Kein Marzeh. One side is very wide and the other side is made like a tube. Marzeh Kutz are a small tube. And Noisin Akitnis Vesuch HaRachav, and you put these beans on the wide part. Umananea, and you shake it, Oichom is Galgal, Derech HaMarzeh, and the food rolls down through the tube, but so is nisher b'kli. In the bad part, the shaft and the dirt is going to stay in the kli. Tamkli is kara gadol, is a large bowl or plate. Al yad ma'atmat means a little bit, a little bit. Avolo b'tabel in the mechzi kamanda ovid l'tzarech mocher. It looks like you're doing it for the needs for tomorrow. She'in derech lasos b'kelim halola el harbi, because it's only common to use these instruments, these vessels, if you're going to do a lot. Merav yontov in. If you were rubbing it on Erev Yontif, Katani, that's what we're talking about. But Yontif, and that's what you're rubbing it on Yontif. Im Kain, the Moile and Malilus be Yontif, if that you are allowed to rub the wheat, for example, on Yontif, Mitzilu Chuma Shizake Paramas are going to come out with a case of Chuma where you're allowed to separate on Yontif. The Stam Shibolim, Lomar Fish and Chuma. Achi Asu Dogum, because the Stam of the shaft and the wheat stalks, you don't separate Chuma until you make it into Dogum. Am a Moile and Yontif, La Oichlan, and a person who's doing Malil on Yontif in order to be able to eat them, Mafish Mahin Chuma Al Karchel, he's going to have to be forced to take off Chuma, no matter what.